Supporters of jailed Nigerian Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki have held new protests to demand his release. Protesters marched in the capital, Abuja. Sheikh Zakzaki's health has deteriorated in custody. The cleric and his wife have been in jail since the army's massacre of his supporters in the northern city of Zaria in 2015. Three of Zakzaki's sons were among hundreds of people killed in the crackdown. The Nigerian government has refused to free Zakzaki, while the country's top court has ordered him to be released. Joining us live now from Madison is Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is an author and Middle East expert. Dr. Barrett, what do you make of the ongoing case of Sheikh Zakzaki? Obviously, the Nigerian top court wants him released, but he's still in custody.
Well, it shows that Nigeria is a completely lawless state. Now, many states in the world are far from where they should be in terms of respecting the rule of law, but Nigeria has time and again proven that it's near the bottom, and it's perhaps the most egregious case of all now with Sheikh Zakzaki, who is leading a nonviolent movement that speaks truth to power, organizes people to make their lives better, and works for a just society, but not through taking over at gunpoint, but rather through preaching justice and mobilizing ordinary people for justice. And apparently this was such a threat that the Nigerian government had to massacre his supporters, and he's now in terrible condition, locked up. And meanwhile, there really are these violent-type terrorists in Nigeria, but they're state-supported. I'm talking about Boko Haram, the phony opposition, and apparently the Nigerian government doesn't have a problem with that. They actually have helped create and fund and run Boko Haram, as the majority of Nigerians know and will say, even in public opinion polls. So this is an incredibly corrupt country, and it's absolutely it's critically important that people put pressure on the Nigerian government to release Sheikh Zakzaki and to return to the rule of law. Nigeria is a critically important country. It's the largest and perhaps most resource-rich country in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's in that sense the fulcrum of the continent. And this grotesque injustice in such an important part of the world cannot be tolerated.
And I wonder, Dr. Brad, do you think that this has in any way hurt Sheikh Zakzaki's movement, or has it actually given it more momentum to grow?
Well, that's the thing, is that by making a kind of a martyr of Sheikh Zakzaki and his movement, they've actually proved that this movement has integrity. And Nigerians are, if not exactly flocking to the movement, because of course many people are cautious about expressing support for a movement when just peacefully joining the movement and expressing support can get you massacred. I think that there's a lot of widespread respect in Nigeria for Sheikh Zakzaki, who is clearly not a business-as-usual, power-hungry thug like the people in power and like some of the people who are challenging the people in power. This has been the curse of African countries since independence. The thugs who had replaced the colonial and imperial thugs were just about as bad as the people they replaced, and then when opposition arises, as often as not, the opposition manages to overthrow the regime, and then they turn out to be just as bad. Sheikh Zakzaki obviously is a man of integrity. His movement has integrity. This is exactly what Africa needs, and this is what more and more Nigerians are discovering, partly thanks to the government's stupidity in basically crucifying this man and his movement.
Very well, Dr. Brett, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.